The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Welcome to the family gathering. So good to be back and so good to have you. Okay, we're still in a series, Someone to Pray, and I have something I need to do today to set up some things that even as we are in the season of prayer, we should also understand that also we are in the season of giving. We're also in it, and giving is not about taking from you, it's working in generosity. One of our culture here is the culture of generosity. I need to ask myself throughout this year, have I operated the way God operates? For God so loved the world that He gave. Consciously, God is a giver. And if God is a giver, then if I came from Him, then I should be that. Not because you want to embezzle from me, not because you want to rip me off, but just because there is something that God requires. God does not want your money because He has everything, but it's for your benefit. Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 17 to 8, 8 to 16, it said, then the word of the Lord came to him, to Elijah, saying, go. Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, a widow, indeed, a widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said to her, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as he was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bean and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for you myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But make me a small cake from it first. Somebody say first. And bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bean of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of the Lord of Elijah, and she and her and he and her household ate for many days. The bean of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elijah. Praise the Lord. Something is happening here, and we need to understand how we need to operate even in the year of trial. Today I want to talk about thriving in generosity. Thriving in generosity. We need to get to that level where constantly what comes out of us in every situation is the issue of generosity. And you must understand clearly that your heart will follow your treasure. Many people will say, my heart, I no longer fear God. I no longer fear God. It seems I'm far from God. I tell them, two things they need to do. Your heart will align immediately. Give and do evangelism. Your heart will align quickly. There is no hard and fast rule there. Why? The Bible says where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. It's not. If your treasure is in houses, in cars, in everything, your heart will be there. We use this principle when I was in marketing in the bank. So when I come to meet you and you say you have account, I don't have a problem about that. I know you don't have children's account. So I will tell you, give me your children's account. Before I meet you, you will post me and post me. You will not want to see me. But when I have your money, whether it's 5,000 or 10,000, the moment I knock and say I'm there, you open the door. For where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. It's a principle. Whatever your heart wraps around, it will bet in the natural. Anything your heart wraps around, in the natural, it will come to pass. If you are constantly thinking about something and your heart follows it, constantly it will be betted immediately. And that's why you should be careful what your heart goes after. According to Matthew 6, there are three righteous acts. And these three righteous acts, it starts with, he said, when you give. And he was going to talk about prayer. Say, when you give, pray and fasting. These are the three acts of a righteous person. And when we are talking about these acts, that the concept, the Hebrew concept of fasting is different from our concept. We are getting there. We must understand. The Hebrew concept of praying is quite different. Somebody was in the FDA yesterday, they say, I cannot pray. I said, no, you can pray. There is nobody that can pray. Just like there's nobody that can't meditate. Everybody can meditate. How many of you worry a lot? Raise up your hand. You worry. You even worry for God. That is negative meditation. So you know how to meditate. Prayer is turning to the one that will be able to bear the burden. That's the Hebrew thought. Fasting, the result, the ultimate result, and my wife was talking about it last month, that she was talking about what we need to give up and how we need to, what we have not eaten, we should give it to people, store it up, not saying, thank God I'm fasting next year or next month or after this fast, what I will do to this food. No, she was saying, turn and all the things you are not giving, give it to the people that cannot. Let me tell you something. When you think about the plight of our nation deeply and they think of the plight of the poor, the result is that you cannot eat food. In Isaiah 58, it says, this is the fast that I have called to break the bounds of wickedness. And that's what God looks for. Do you know when John was saying in Luke chapter 3, he said, you brood of vipers, who told you of the coming wrath that is coming? And they say, what must we do? He said, you know what? If you have two clothes, give one out. Why was he calling them brood of vipers? You know what it was? Why? He was attacking them, greed. And so these three acts is very important. You must understand that righteous people are generous and generous people are righteous, according to the Jewish thinking. You can't be righteous and say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's not separated. There are people who do not even know God, who have the redemptive gift of a giver, who are generous. So, if you say you are a righteous person, you can't divorce righteousness from generosity. Everything out of God is three-dimensional. Everything out of God. I came out of God, I'm three-dimensional. This world is a 3D. Everything is three-dimensional. I have a spirit, I possess a soul, and I live in a body. You must understand, everything that comes out of God is three-dimensional. And according to the Bible, righteousness was defined by generosity. Righteousness was defined by generosity. Giving is out of God, so it is three-dimensional. Giving is out of God, so it's three-dimensional. The problem is that we have been operating two-dimensional type of giving. And this two-dimensional type of giving, now they are attacking one. So one will go. So we have become natural. There is IQ, intelligent quotient. There is EQ, emotional quotient. But what the world do not understand, because they were talking about IQ all the time, they now understand that it is emotional quotient, emotional intelligence that will make you operate in a level, these are something nobody sees. How do I mean? In a spate of anger, you can destroy what you have been building for 5 years. That means that you have not been able to handle your emotions. But there's what is called spiritual intelligence, which we did for like 3 months here. To understand that there's a dimension. There's a spirit in man and the breath of the Almighty giveth understanding. The Bible speaking about Pharaoh, he told Joseph, he said, Joseph, you are the only one that has the spirit of the Holy God. You are the only one that will be in charge of this thing. Why? Even an unbeliever recognized God when he saw it. And that's why you must understand that this thing must be three-dimensional. We understand SI. And I was telling them recently in the place, there's somebody we use as our ultimate example of a billionaire. And I don't want to mention. But doesn't go into a business meeting without a woman with a crystal ball. Why? Because people must consult. Nations, before they go to war, they consult. So they operate in spiritual intelligence. So most times we want to be earthly and you will die like mere men. And you're not supposed to.
You are supposed to be operating three-dimensional: spiritual intelligence, emotional intelligence, and IQ. And this three-dimensional is something we must carry. It's a way. And we must flow in it. The first thing I want to share with you, because, and I need to share it very well so that you understand it. Because in this year of Thrive, we are still in the year of upgrade, and I believe that many of us need to understand some things. There are three dimensions of giving, and I will share with you, and I will show you examples and how it goes. Many people are not operating it because it was not properly explained, and maybe it has become a burden. God will not give you more than you can bear. Am I making myself clear? The first form of giving is the first fruit. Somebody say first fruit. Or what the Hebrew call the teruma. And I know some of you have been told, and sometimes we practice it because why? Revelation is progressive. But I want to share with you how it was practiced in the Bible times and how they do it. You will always hear in the Hebrew, as they are talking about the Passover, they will tell you the barley fruit is aviv. In other words, the barley is now aviv, in other words, it's ripened. And most times, there is what is called, when you plant your field, there is some that will ripen first. Some farmers know this. It's not when you plant your fruit, your field, some will ripen first. Some are the ones that will be harvested first. It's called the early harvest. The early harvest. And the early harvest is about 1/40 of your total crop. And this is what they will gather together. They put and give it to the high priest for him to use as a wave offering. And I will show you what Jesus did. Jesus operated as a high priest. Why? Because when he saw Mary Magdalene, he said, "Don't touch me, for I have not seen the Father." Why? He was going to carry the first fruit of the people out of the dead to wave to the Father. Exactly the same way they did it in the Old Testament as they were doing the temple service. When the high priest will kill the last lamb, he will go into seclusion for 3 days and three nights. And Jesus was in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And he came out of the belly. We saw people, the dead, they saw them in Jerusalem walking, and Jesus took the first fruit to wave before God. We'll get there. The thing that we are not doing the first fruit is that sometimes, and it's, well, some of us, you have gotten breakthrough. We have already said it here. And some people take their whole first January salary. The reason you are not doing it because you did it once and you didn't do it again, because you started begging for soap, started begging for this thing. And others understood it, a breakthrough. But how was it practiced? And why the first fruit? Because if we don't understand this, you will start operating one-dimensional. And the one-dimensional, you are not even operating it well. The first fruit was mentioned 87 times in the Torah. When I'm talking about the Torah is the first five books of the Bible, Genesis to Deuteronomy. These are the instructions of the... That's why the Bible says, upon the law and the prophets. That law there is not law and order. It's the law there, the instructions of God, which is the Torah. Upon the law and the prophets, the scriptures hang. In other words, if you do not know the first five books of the Bible, you don't know Bible. In 2005, I went for a retreat in a hotel and I met some Messianic Jews. What are the Messianic Jews? The Messianic Jews are those ones that believe in Jesus. And Michael Rood asked me a question. He said, "Ben, have you finished the first five books of the Bible?" I said, "No." He said, "Then you don't know scriptures." In that encounter, I finished the five books of the Bible and I began to see that every time Jesus was confronted, he referred back to the Torah. It is written. It is written. It is written. When you see the Bible talking about in Acts chapter 17, the Berean Christians check scriptures to know what Apostle Paul told them or is telling them was true. Which scriptures? The book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was not written. They had to go and check the Torah, whether what he was saying to them was right. So when people tell you that the New Testament starts from the book of Acts, upon what does it hang? 87 times the first fruit was mentioned in Torah, but was translated 13 different ways in the English Bible. Why? Because most times when you see it, sometimes it confuses me. I see first fruit, I see tithe, and I'm wondering. Because English language is shallow in its interpretation. That's why when you sing in your language, your mother tongue, there is an anointing that bets. Why? The reason why we cannot sing deep English song
is not your language. There are some words in Benin you cannot translate directly. You have to interpret it in a temporary translation. It's not called translation again. It's not called transliteration. And so, okay, in Proverbs 3:9, I want to read scriptures that talks about the first fruit. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 11, the Bible says, honor the Lord with your possession and with the first fruits of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. In Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 44, it says, at that time, men were appointed to be in charge of the storerooms for the contributions. First fruits and tithes. I don't understand this. All these are the things that are confusing me in scriptures. Because now, we are not defined first fruit as the same thing as tithe. No, it's not. First fruits and tithes. From the fields around the towns, they were to bring in the storerooms, portions required by the law for the priests and the Levites. For Judah was pleased with the ministering priests and Levites. And so, in Numbers chapter 31, verse 41, it says, so Moses gave the tribute. This is another way the English Bible interpreted first fruit. They call it tribute. And so Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's heave offering. When I say heave offering, you might understand that it's the wave offering, which is the first fruit. It's the heave offering to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. That means that we are commanded to give first fruits. I know you have not been given. The best, Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. Now, in Ezekiel, they were not in Jerusalem, they were in exile. In Ezekiel 44, verse 30, the Bible says, the best of all first fruits of any kind and every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices shall be the priest. Also, you shall give the priest the first of your grand meal to cause a blessing to rest on your house. So have we been missing the blessing of the first fruit? In Matthew 6:19-23, Jesus, in a way, dealt with the first fruit in this scripture. Because when I read this scripture, I'm confused because there's something in between. There's a rabbi called Rabbi Hillel. Many people thought before he was the Messiah before Jesus came. And he made a statement. And Jesus repeated the statement here. Because Jesus was called rabbi, not because he was the Messiah. Jesus went to rabbi school. That's why I know you have been given the gift to draw. But you go to school to get certificates so that they can recognize you. Eh? The reason why they call our own traditional medicine because they don't have certificate. So when Jesus met John the Baptist, he said, let it be so. Because I must submit myself to the system by man. Am I making myself? Do not lay up for yourself. I'll finish it. Do not lay up for yourselves. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rot destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The lamp of the body is the eye. I don't understand. Why are you saying this? You're talking about money. Let me tell you, all of you are all about money. Forget it. Jesus, there are 2,000 scriptures about money. Only 500 on prayer. Why? Because Jesus understood that if you don't handle this thing, he will handle you. He spoke about money more than hell and heaven. So let's drop your guards down. I'm talking about money. And nobody needs your money. We need you to thrive. And so, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be good. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? What was it trying to say? The first fruit they discover is 1/40th to 1/60th. Because why?
as if Israel was going out of the agricultural into vocational, where people were working, the people building houses, carpentry and everything. Nobody was doing that heave offering of gathering your first fruit and waving it, but they wanted to partake of the first fruit also. And so the rabbis discovered that since the harvest is 1/40, the first fruit is 1/40 of your harvest, why don't you give 1/40 of your income? And they now say, if you give 1/40, you are generous. If you give 1/60, you are stingy. Because what's the difference between 1/40 and 1/60? So if your eyes is good, it's 1/40, you are generous. That's what he was saying. And if your eye, if you are generous, your body will be full of light. You will get revelational knowledge. 1/40 is 2.5%. 1/40. And don't worry, I will show you practical reality. We are going there. That was the first fruit offering. So, if you give 1/40, you are generous. If you are arguing between 1/40 and 1/60, what is the difference? You are stingy. And so that's what he was saying there. When your body is full of, when you are generous, your body will be full of light. When you are not generous, your body will be full of darkness. In Galatians 6:6-9, Apostle Paul was talking about the first fruit. What was he saying? He said, but be very sure now, you who have been trained to be self-sufficient maturity, that you enter into a generous common life with those who have trained you, sharing all good things that you have experienced. Don't be misled. You see, sometimes say, God, God is not mocked, whatsoever a man sweat. That's not where it started. He said, if I have given you spiritual food, it is not bad that I will take out of physical food, your money. Before I now enter, in other words, don't be misled. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sweat. No one makes a fool of God. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a man plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. All he will have to show for it is life is weeds. But the one who plants a response to God, letting God's spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. So let's not allow ourselves to be fatigued doing good. At the right time, we harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. In other words, this first fruit accumulates. Apostle Paul was telling them, if I have given you spiritual food, it is not robbery for you to minister to me first fruit. There's a book called The Didache. The Didache is a book written, and this is the book, The Didache, the teaching of the 12 apostles. The 12 apostles of Jesus. It's a different faith and a different salvation. These were the teaching they were giving to the people. I'm not talking about that scripture. Because if you read the book of even in 1 Kings or even the book of Joshua, you see what is called the book of Jasher. Have you read it? It's not a scripture, but it's the book of Jasher. They are teachings. They are teachings. There's what is called the Apocryphals. They didn't make it to the scriptures because they are teachings. And they are not bad to a great extent. Same thing. So this is the teaching. There are about 16 chapters. In chapter 13, this is what he said. They said, but every prophet who wants to live among you is worthy of his support. So also a true teacher himself is worthy as the workman of his support. Every first fruit thereof of the produce of the winepress and threshing floor, of oxen, of sheep, you shall take and give to the prophets, for they are your high priest. But if you have no prophet, give it to the poor. In other words, don't eat your first fruit. Don't touch it. If you make a batch of dough, take the first fruit and give according to the commandment. So also, when you open a jar of wine, of oil, take the first fruit and give to the prophets, and of money, silver and clothing, and every possession, take the first fruit as it may seem good to you, and give according to the commandment. Which commandment? And he commanded Moses
to give to Eliza. Why honor the first fruit? We are commanded to. It's a command. It's not this thing. It's a clear teaching that I've been teaching in the first century church. They taught it. We are to share all good things to those who teach us. All good things. The reason why God instituted this is that the custodian of truth, if they are hungry, it will be perverted. As it is now. The reason why lecturer takes blocking. The person that carry a gun is hungry. How safe is your life? Number three, God gave Christ as first fruit. Christ is the first fruit out of the dead. Let me tell you the reason why Jesus must resurrect. How does your money becomes a teruma? How does it becomes a first fruit? You lift it up to God and you drop it in the hand of the pastor. That's when it becomes a first fruit. How do I mean? Jesus said, if I be lifted up. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men. So Jesus was there, lifted up. And when he was dying, he said, into your hands. He gave his first fruit to his father. So when it was time to resurrect, the devil, the death could not hold him captive. In Romans chapter 11, verse 16, he said, if the first fruit is holy, then the rest is holy. Let me tell you about your first fruit. Your first fruit, your insurance policy. It's the one that makes sure that all the rest will resurrect. Nothing the enemy can do concerning it. So God gave Christ as first fruit. And when he came and said, give me the body, he must resurrect. Why? The first fruit is in my hand. The second type of giving is tithe. I know you are not this thing, but this one is being attacked now. True of us? And some of you have not been practicing since, no problem, but let's look at what is tithe. Huh? Okay. Will a man rob God? Malachi 3, 8 to 10. Yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Somebody say tithes. 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 That means that they are plural. So how many tithes do we have? It can be 10. Because and I say offerings. So when you said tithes and offerings, and it went on to 10, in 10 it was dealing with only one type of offering. One type of tithe. And it said, in tithes and offering, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even the whole nation. In verse 10, it said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. It was not talking about offering now. Tithe is a command. Offering, we'll talk about that. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. The first form of tithe is the lost tithe. Somebody say the lost tithe. There are three types of tithes. I know you have not been taught this, but it's in the Torah. Because when we talk about money and we begin to talk about tithe, people will talk, why are they going to the Old Testament? We are in the new dispensation. We are in Greece. But when we talk about adultery and go to New Testament, Old Testament to bring out the laws about adultery and all these things, you don't have a problem about it. In Exodus chapter 20, he said, I'm the Lord your God, verse 1, that brought you out of bondage before I started giving them the Ten Commandments. In other words, I'm the one that brought you out of the bondage. He would have said, I'm the one that created you. What he was trying to say is that if you follow these Ten Commandments, you will not go back to bondage. And so, in Genesis 14, 18 to 20, he said that Malik Zedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hands, and he gave him a tithe of all.
Melchizedek. He came in the order of Melchizedek, and Abraham gave him the title for. Jesus would have taken the order of the Levite. The Levitical order ended when Jesus died. What we have entered is the order of Melchizedek, the order that has no beginning, no ending. And in Hebrews chapter 6 and 7, you look at it, Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek. The Nigerian army is in the order of the British army, not the American army. And so the American army salutes like this, British army salutes like this, so Nigerian army salutes like this. American rank is facing up V, our rank face down, according to the British order. Oh. And so the giving of the tithe has not ceased, because Jesus is the high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. So when you receive your tithe here, is Jesus receiving it? That is the Lord's tithe. There's another tithe, and in Hebrew, it's also in Numbers 18, 21 to 24. I give to the Levites all the tithes in Israel as their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of meeting. The Levites is different from the high priest. The Levites are the one assisting the high priest to do the work. Then, instead, I give to the Levites as their inheritance the tithes and the Israelites present as an offering to the Lord. That is why I said concerning them, they will have no inheritance among the Israelites. Also, there is another tithe, the tithe to yourself. Somebody say tithe to myself. Have you ever heard that one before? Now, this is what they teach you in business school, but they didn't tell you to say it as tithe to yourself. They will tell you save. Somebody say, I will tithe to myself. I will give my first fruit to my high priest. you see? But when they say, when you now say tithe to myself, now the pastor is talking. Myself. But there's a tithe to yourself. In Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22 to 27. And this is what they used to confuse a lot of people and say, there's one type of tithe. There are three tithes, and I'm telling you this tithe. What did he say? You shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain and the field produces, that the field produces year by year. And you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide. The tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil and of the firstborn of your herds and your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. But if the journey is too long for you so that you are not able to carry the tithe, or if the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, when the Lord your God has blessed you, somebody say, bless me. Bless me. Say, bless me. Then you shall exchange it for money. Take the money in your hand and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses, and you shall spend the money for whatever your heart desires. This is to keep money for vacation. So before you talk about Christmas saving or susu Christmas money, Jesus has been saying it. Am I making sense? For oxen or for sheep, for wine or similar drink, for whatever your heart desire, you shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice. You and your household, you shall not forsake the lever. In other words, when you are giving your tithe, don't also say, hey, because I give you. He even said it. Don't forsake the Levite. Who is within your gates? For he has no part nor inheritance with you. Amen? Amen? There is what's called the tithe to the poor. Somebody say poor. In Deuteronomy 14, 28 and 29, at the end of every third year, say at the end of every third year, you shall bring out the tithe of your produce of that year and store it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no portion or inheritance with you, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates may come and eat and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. In other words, when you are tithing to yourself, the third year tithe, you should not give to yourself, you should give to the poor. And how do we do it? Presently, and I will show you. This is the reason. And let me tell you the truth so you understand. We practice this in the village, and I will show you how. Those days in the village, if you get to a tree and there is fruit there, you eat. Don't carry it home. That's why there was no stealing. Close to about 80% of robbery is hunger. The next type of giving is offerings. Somebody say offerings. This offerings is not commanded. How you desire to have harvest is your life. If you want to have bountiful harvest, you sow bountifully. If you want to have sparing harvest, Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8, you can decide to plant out of season. What guarantees multiplication is not first fruit, it's not tithe. What guarantees multiplication in your life is your offerings, your seed faith. Some people are faithful in tithe, but when it comes to offering, they look at their pocket. And they don't give. The first fruit is insurance that the rest is holy. The tithe is for protection. It's a protection policy to rebuke the devourer. The alms, or the tithe to the poor, is to show the goodness of God in your community and eradicate poverty. The tithe to yourself is to secure your future in terms of investment. If you save 10,000 naira every month for 35 years, at the end of 35 years, you have 4.2 million naira. Verse 7, say, let each one give as he proposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. So you see the different types of giving. We're intentional in our... And so if you want the insurance policy, give your first fruit. You want the protection policy, give your tithe. You want the multiplication in your life. You can take one corn, one cob, and go and plant 1 acre of land. Whatsoever you sow. You want multiplication, it's left to you. Now let's look at practical reality, because some of you are saying, well, how do we do it practically? And I will show you. If you earn 50,000 monthly, the reason why you don't give first fruit is because you think that you should just give all the 50,000. First fruit is 1,250 naira of 50,000. If you earn 1 million a month, the first fruit is 25,000 naira. Is it too big to give to your pastor? On the gross, and I will show you. The first practical reality. This is the first fruit. The Lord's tithe. If you earn 50,000 naira, the Lord's tithe is 10% of 50,000, which is 5,000 naira. The tithe to yourself. After you have deducted the first fruit, the Lord's tithe and the taxes, they will tax you. So people are asking, where do I tithe? Is it on my gross or my net, on both? The Lord's tithe is on the gross, the tithe to yourself is on the net. So, if you are doing the Lord's tithe, or the tithe to yourself, 50,000 minus 1,250 minus 5,000 is 47,750. 10% of 43,750. 10% of 43,750 is 4,375 naira. It's tied to yourself. And how do we practice this practically? Tied to the poor. Because we are not doing every year average every 3 years. I will encourage you that every 3 months, they tie to yourself. Look for places that they secure the future, that's living your dreams, or you see somebody around you. Take that your tithe and look for somebody. So you do it 4 times a year. Let me recap. After you have deducted your teruma, because you must terumify your finances. After you have deducted your first fruit, your tithe to the Lord, okay, they said I should recap. The first fruit is 2.5%, 1/40. 1/40 is 2.5%, not 40%. And how do you make it your first fruit? You lift it up to God and you drop it directly. Because the pastor, the high priest, is not supposed to live on the tithe. Should I tell you? If you pastor 100 people, and they give you, and they earn all of them 50,000, 1,250. In a month, the pastor is paid 125,000 naira. He won't say oil. He won't go and say handkerchief. Do you know who destroyed the first fruit? Should I tell you? It's Constantine. When Constantine, the emperor who was persecuting Christians, saw the money that the high priest has, he was scared. And he said, instead of you giving it to him, he now put in taxes. So the first fruit is 1,250 naira. The lost tithe is 5,000 naira. 10% of 50,000 naira. Don't worry, we'll keep it in this. We'll send it to you. Because I want you to move in understanding. The tithe to yourself, you deduct the first fruit, you deduct the 5,000, which will now give you for 3,750 naira. 10% of it is 4,375. You put in an account as savings. If you earn 50,000 and you want to tithe to the poor, the 4,375 you keep for your savings. Every 3 months, give it to the poor. You are practicing that 3 years. Give it to the poor. So you give it to the poor every four months. And look at it. The practical reality. If you earn 50,000 monthly, balance after first fruit and tithes is 39,375 naira. Now let me show you why Joseph recommended a fifth of the harvest. Abraham said he gave the tithe. Jacob said, when you deliver me, I will give you the tithe. So Jacob must have passed on this reality to Joseph. And this is what happens. 39,375 represents 78%, 78.75% of 50,000 naira. God is a genius. Why did I say so? It says, and listen to this, in Leviticus 19, verse 9 to 10, it says, when you harvest your crops on your land, do not harvest all the way to the corners of your field. If the grain falls onto the ground, don't gather it up. Don't pick up all the grapes in your vineyards and don't pick up all the grapes that fall to the ground. You must leave those things for poor people and for people traveling through your country. I am the Lord your God. When you harvest your crops, Leviticus 23, 22. When you harvest your crop on your land, do not harvest all the way to the corners of your field. If grain falls onto the ground, don't gather it up. Leave it for the poor people and foreigners in your country. I am the Lord your God. If you ask any mathematician, if you insert, God demands that we live in circle, not all. If you insert a circle in a square feet, it occupies 79%. And so when the problem with why the children enter bondage was that Joseph instituted bondage. The reason why pension is working now is now, in the hands of private people. Government is not supposed to do pension. The solution was that Joseph said, take a fifth of the harvest and store. That is, take 20%. It live on 80%. Is God a genius? The problem is that everybody should have been commanded to do that. Everybody. That is the reason in Genesis 45, it was after 2 years that children of Jacob were looking for food because they operated it. Because Joseph said, it has been 2 years since the famine. There's another 5 more years. So when business people train you that when you want to retire, make sure you have a spending amount for 6 months. God is a businessman. Is it the reason why the Jews, who are less than 4% in America, controls 40% of the world? That means they know something that we do not know. Rise up on your feet. Is it easy to practice the teruma? Sit down. Ask me a question. We have 5 minutes to ask this question because we need to go home.
Good morning, church. My name is Sobo Gideon. I want to know the first Friday from January to December.
Yeah, every time you end.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Please, I also want to know if at the end of the day, when you now save your 10%, then you say we should give it to the poor at every three.
The one you are supposed to give to the poor, not that one you have saved. For example, January you give 4,370, leave it there. February you give. March you give. For March, that 4,370, don't put it there. Don't go and carry the one you have saved. Every month you save 4,375. January, save it. February, save it. March, don't save it. Give it out.
Okay. The mathematics was a bit easy for a fixed income earner, 50,000 naira. So how about business people who and variable income? Sometimes you are even losing count of how your finances play out. How
because do you don't have good accounting system. That's all. If you have a good accounting system, you will know. So if this one is your problem, then please, you have been losing money. Because some of you don't, as business owners, you don't put yourself on salary. You eat business money. They are two separate entities. I read accounting. Last question.
Money, church. Papa, please, meaning those of us that just carry a whole salary and give as first fruit, it has always been wrong.
Well, we you see, because you were not taught like this, and people were not, you actually got result for it because you dropped it in the hand. Why? Secondly,
If they don't take her for January, they don't see you for March with everything.
So Papa, what that means is we can do 2.5 of our monthly salary and divide and times by 12 and pay once.
Well, that is if you are not going to have increase.
Asaloti, sir. Asaloti.
So you find out that God will not ask you to give more than you can bear. If he wants you to give seed faith, it's because there's multiplication coming. So when we tell you, go and pray to see what you give for faith, cure for desert places. Because the greatest form of giving for multiplication is by revelation. No good farmer plants a bad seed. Every good farmer, our mothers those days keep the corn on top of the fireplace. No amount of hunger catches you and touch there. They will skin you alive. You can ask the last question. I know there's a lot of questions, don't worry. It's simple. She has a question. We now came to class. Now, service of the Lord.
Good morning, church. I want to know, the first fruit, is it, I used to think, is the first money that you earn the very first day or maybe the very first day of the month? That is the way you are saying the first fruit. Because when you are talking about first fruit, I'm always confused in that area.
The first fruit has to do with the first part of your harvest. What is your harvest in a month?
Okay, like what I do, I calculate all my income and I break it down, which maybe when I do my sales and my roundup, where I'm paying my tithe.
What's your income at the end of the month?
I go to my sales and my whatever the my debtors pay.
Everything I'm saying is your income.
Okay.
Your income at the end of the month. Because you won't know your income until at the end of the month.
Yes, exactly. Like
that's one from here you do the 2.5%.
Okay, sir.
Give the lawyer there. Back.
Good morning, church. Papa, for those of us that are salary earners, you talked about giving money after 3 months to the poor. Can this poor, can they be seen like family, friends around us, can they still fall under poor people? Knowing that, I don't know, I'm just curious. Like, for instance, for someone that earns 50,000 naira, you say...
Hold on.
I'm kind of confused. For someone that earns, say, 50,000 naira, you save a particular amount, first, second, third month, you give that one out to the poor. Knowing that you still have friends, family that depend on you, can those ones fall under the poor people? I have another question, kind of, not just for me. You know, we advise when we get first job, first money that comes to us, you give it out to. What group? Is that one under first fruit or. I don't know, I'm just confused.
Thank you. It's easier when you do 2.5. When you get your first job, who gave you the revelation for it sometimes? Maybe you were in church and so you had a word. Because we have not talked to another one. In terms of offering, it's what's called trading. You can be seated and I'm teaching now and a revelation hits you. The problem is that most times revelation hits you in church. You don't trade with the revelation. And so when you get home, you forget. In Deuteronomy 14:26, he said, thou shalt bestow money to which thou so longeth after. The problem is that we trade when the pastor is hyping. You will be blessed today. Amen. You come and drop. No. You can be seated quietly. and I'm teaching, and a revelation hits you. This is a trading floor. In the Freemasons temple, there's what is called the trading floor. Is their altar is black and white. And there are two pillars. The boards are jerking. According to the Solomon's temple, they replicated it. So when a revelation hits you, you will do that. For you, 15,000. The way I'm saying it now, our mindset is kicking in. Practice it first. And if you have a poor person around you, two poor people cannot help themselves. The reason why many of you go into debt is that you go and borrow money for somebody who does not even know how to handle money. If you earn money, you cannot donate blood that you don't have. And that's why you need to work in the supernatural. Some of the things we throw money on, God wants you to pray about it. And how come you're only talking about the poor in your family? What about the poor you don't know? So you have to look at it very well. Pray about that tithe you are going to give to the poor so that God will direct you. Sometimes you may be giving money to your brother you think is poor but is frivolous with spending. And you need to teach wisdom. The fact that I'm giving you all this thing now does not mean that you should not use wisdom for that 39,000 remaining. That's 79%. And you know that before you got 50,000, you must work. So the person that is working cannot give first fruit. So he should not eat. So says the Bible. People don't want to work. They want to get money. It's wealth without work. It's an evil.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.